Yo.
Hey, I want to get the podcast started for today on Monday, October 14th. And the topic for today is opportunity. Thomas, introduce yourself, sir.
Yeah. My name is Thomas. Friends call me Tommy. I don't know why you calling me Thomas. Name is Thomas. Mail handler at the Allen Park Post Office, father, husband, fitness enthusiast. Yep.
So how can the viewers, if they want to reach out to you, where can they find you at on social media or platforms with social media names?
Facebook, Thomas Dale Hicks the Third. IG, T Bronson, BRONSONAA.
Okay. And for myself, I'm Greg Harris. You can also find me on Facebook at Greg Harris and also on Instagram at Gregory_Harris87. And also on TikTok at Gregory_Harris as well. So let's proceed with the podcast. Let's get it going. So how you feeling today, Thomas?
Oh, man, I'm feeling good. I'm feeling great.
Just got finished, so, you know. Yeah. The hot topic for me today is appreciation and the word opportunity. And what does opportunity mean to you?
Opportunities are conditions given are situations that allow for growth. So, you know, I come in the form of being a lot of things, but that'll be my definition of it.
So,
what about yourself?
Yeah, I mean, for me, opportunity is somewhat a feeling or like you know, you see it somewhat not with your eyes, but it's like, you know, it's like more so of intuition to me when I sense that opportunity is available to myself. I try to make sure that I, you know, evaluate and say if it's the right opportunity for me, should I be trying to go pursue it, or will it benefit me, or will it, you know, right, teach me or help me learn something for the most part. So okay, over the last, what, we're in the eighth month of the year, we're in the fourth quarter. What opportunity do you think that has presented themselves to you, Thomas? And what opportunities you think that you didn't seize when you had them?
That's a good question, Will. You're right, just the fourth quarter. So I had an opportunity earlier this year to, you know, to start pumping my personal training business more. I had potential clients that I had people that was reaching out to me that were interested in working out, but weren't fully convinced on the concept of being consistent with it. I feel like I let those opportunities slip through my hand. Only thing I had to do was really, you know, double down on basically showing the benefits of consistent working out, and I could have had potential clients. So I feel like that was an opportunity that slipped through my hands. Opportunities that I did grasp were... Yeah, I didn't even mention I'm a student too, so I got these you know, I'm going to school to be a nurse, so I had nursing situations, a nursing school I've been accepted to, had to take the test, I had a lot of stuff to, you know, a lot of hurdles to jump through to do this. So this opportunity, I will say I took by the horns and kind of took full advantage of, I would say.
Okay,
what about yourself?
I mean, so with the nursing program, how did you know that was the right opportunity for you to take? I mean, you know, you said you were already in school. So, and also with your clients, what made you feel like you did take the opportunity or you didn't take the opportunity when you had potential clients? What stopped you from actually going at them and you know, recruiting them and you know, working with them and training them and getting them the results that they were actually looking to seek?
Right. Okay. So first, let's tackle your first question, sir. First question was, how do I know nursing was the right opportunity. With opportunities, you really don't know. So that's the reason why they call it opportunity. All opportunities don't lead to success, but that's the point of them. The point is to take the opportunity and see what you can make of it. That's pretty much my look at how I'm looking at this. My nursing situation is I'm taking the opportunity presented in front of me. And as you know how I feel about omens, and you know, I'm a big fan of The Alchemist. I feel like certain signs show you what you're supposed to be doing. And I feel like a lot of the signs pointed in the right direction with this particular field of study. You know what I'm saying? So that's where I'm at with that. I feel like the omens just spoke. I feel like everything lined up properly for me to pursue this particular field of study. So, okay, enough on that. Now, the other question was what I did not take full advantage of it. The reason being was with the personal training. I feel like, you know what? It was a couple of reasons. One was I don't feel like I had the proper patience to deal with people that weren't going to be consistent. So the clients that my potential clients that I was going to have, I didn't see any consistency with those clients in the future. And I didn't want to waste my time. I didn't want to waste their time. And also, you know, I'm multitasking. I'm working full time. I got a family and I'm doing my online schooling, like I told you. So I didn't want to throw another weight on my shoulder,
right,
with the personal training.
I follow, yeah.
So that was the take on that aspect. Yeah.
So for me, earlier this year, I say about June, July, I was offered a position to become a supervisor. I'd already did some intermediate supervising work, but not to actually have a full-time position at the supervisor, as a full-time supervisor. And I actually declined the offer because the hours that I was going to be potentially working, I felt like, well, I seen that it would, you know, drive, you know, distance between, you know, my family time and my work time and everything. So I think that I kind of overthought it because I could have actually balanced it out and I could have got a better position and it could have, you know, propelled me to get to another step that I would have been able to somewhat have a little bit more control over the time that I thought I was going to be giving up. So
I got a question for you. So what did you think were the benefits of not taking the opportunity? Because I'm pretty sure you weighed the pros and the cons. You mentioned the pros to possibly taking the supervisor position. Well, what are some benefits that you are currently yielding from not in that position? What are some benefits you feel like you have now for not taking
it? Well, currently right now, I'm still carrying mail. So, I mean, that's like one of the downfalls of not actually taking the position of becoming a supervisor. But at the same time, I still have the freedom and the flexibility to somewhat accurately be able to, you know, use my time a little bit differently, opposed to, you know, having to be, you know,
almost tied at a certain
time and having to be there until everyone else was gone and everything. So I weighed it out. I thought about it and it somewhat made more sense for me not to take the position. So here I am now. Just started my notary business, and also I do fitness and personal training as well on the side. So, you know, I added my notary servicing to one of my streams of income. So that kind of, you know, compensated me from, you know, the money that I would have made as being a full-time supervisor. So it's somewhat balanced out because I have more flexibility to do the things that I actually want to do for myself. And that was my main focus from the jump, that I had more control of my time so that I can do the things that I actually want to do for myself and for my family and, you know, and have some control over my own creativity.
Absolutely.
So with the nursing program, how long is it going to take you? And when will you actually get started into the nursing program? I heard you say that earlier in the podcast that you are pursuing a nursing certificate or degree, what may have you, or should I say career? So
absolutely.
When will you be starting, and how long do you think it's going to take you, and what are you looking to gain from the nursing program?
Yeah, good question. So the program starts in January. I actually got the call this morning from my admissions counselor, Levon, out in Chamberlain. Shout out to Levon. He called me, gave me the good news, said the nursing board wouldn't look over all my information. I'm officially accepted. It was always, I was accepted, but now it's officially, it's solidified. So the classes start in January. The course is a 3-year course, but I have college credits that transfer over. So I'm looking at maybe 2.5 years for a 4-year degree. So it's usually 3 years.
So what type of nurse degree are you going to become? Are you going to become an RN, a CRN, or
LPN? Yeah, it's a registered nurse, RN.
Okay.
RN. Yep, RN. It'll be RN. And it'll be registered, and, you know, you have to take the NCLEX test, which is following getting certified after you pass the course. So I'll be a licensed nurse. I can take that to hospitals and nursing homes and anything like that. And basically what I'm looking at, you know, after becoming a RN registered nurse is to basically, you know, it's a few things. One is to increase my capital. Let's switch this around. One, I'll be helping people. That's ultimately what I want to do. I want to actually help people.
That's what I was looking to hear. Did you want to actually help people? So, with doing a job like that, you got to really be enthusiastic about actually helping people opposed to, you know, the monetary benefits that come with it.
Yeah, absolutely. I agree. So that's my take on it, helping people. I got a sick mom. My dad was always sick. I always wish, you know, I could do more for them. So it's always, it's in my nature to be, I'm good with people. That's my ultimate goal is to take care of people. So that's my initial, and then the monetary thing follows that immediately. I'm not doing too bad now, but we all know everything helps. So yeah.
Right. Yeah. You want to solidify your life a little bit more so you can have a little bit more flexibility and some, you know, some more financial, you know, benefits coming in so you can, you know, be able to do some things that you would like to do with your family. I clearly understand that. So with the opportunity to become a nurse, what do you think your biggest asset to gain from becoming a nurse and, you know, looking towards, you know, further down in the future on, would you actually want to pursue any other careers in the medical field?
Yeah, so basically when I become an RN registered nurse, I feel like sky's the limit. I can become, you know, I'm even interested in possibly becoming a doctor if possible. If I put if I put a few years into the RN, what would it hurt to put 4 more years in to become become Dr. Higgs? The sky's the limit with me. I'm not, you know, it's no ceiling on what I'm on this whole thing. A problem with me going to school is, and I know a lot of college kids can relate, is the debt. You know, you have to consider the debt that you're accumulating by going to school.
Correct.
It's not free.
Yeah, student loans.
You get scholarships.
Are big time in our society. Man. You know, it's a big time business. I mean.
Yeah, and that's really what school is. But how I look at it is, it's a business propelling you in the right direction. So that's my take on it. I mean, but yeah, that is there's no cap on basically. So basically, the opportunity of me becoming an RN it increases my possible chances of success. Yeah. So my question to you is, what are some opportunities that you feel like you'll be seeking in the near future? I know you mentioned your notary business. Is that something that you're you got one foot in, one foot out on? Are you doubling down on it? What's your deal with that?
Well, currently right now, I'm marketing myself with my notary business to actually gain some clients and, you know, receive some further experience, because it's a lot of things that a notary can actually do. The reason why I actually started to pursue the notary business is because I recently bought a house, me and my family. And when we were at the closing table, I met a guy who was the signing closing agent. And when I spoke with him, he filled me in on a lot of different things on, you know, he asked me, am I a notary? And ironically, the reason why I became a notary is because I read up on it and I seen that in the housing market, it would be a very lucrative business to venture off into. So, and also, my whole thing is actually having more control of my time and the things that I can do with my creativity. So that was one of the biggest green lights that I had with actually getting my notary commission and everything, so I can, you know, do more than one thing besides authenticating documents and verifying, verifying that people say that they are who they are. So, for the most part, for the long run, is to becoming a notary signing agent and working on in closing on titles of houses.
Okay, all right, well, that sounds great.
Yeah, and you know, I also do my fitness on the side as well. Just gained a couple clients, so just trying to really work with them and just build that up, because I was working so many hours that I didn't have enough time to really pursue my fitness business as well. So right now I have a little bit more time throughout my day, so just trying to gain a few clients and, you know, pick up clients as I go, as I progress.
Okay, all right. So what are some opportunities come, you know, at a cost. So basically, what is some resources you've been using to kind of help you navigate to create better opportunities for yourself? I mean, what are some books you've been reading? What are some resources that you've been using, movies you've been watching? What is certain stuff that you've been doing to better equip yourself when the opportunity presents itself?
It's this one book that I picked up. A coworker referred the book to me. It's called Outliers by Malcolm Gladwell. And in the book, it explained the circumstances and the opportunities that a lot of people in this world, you know, far as like the Beatles and Bill Gates and a lot of different people, the opportunities and the circumstances that allowed them to become the people that they are, world renowned, and also the circumstances that got them there, and also just perfecting your craft, you know, really double down on your craft. In the book, Malcolm explains the 10,000 hour rule, that when a person practices and they study and they work on, you know, their craft, their business, their art, however you want to personify someone's talents. And once you get to that 10,000 hour mark, you are considered an expert in your craft. Like, you've worked so hard that you've got there. And that was one of the books that I read that just inspired me to, you know, want to go harder with my fitness, and also just for the most part with my family life as well, and also with my notary business, to just, you know, study as much as I can on it And also with it's a book by Napoleon Hill. It's called Think and Grow Rich. I know a lot of people have heard of it. I know a lot of people
heard of that.
It's a phenomenal book. Like, honestly, like it's an audio book that I actually have a copy of. And I am on like my third time listening to it. And every time I listen to it, I get more. I get something more from it, because in the introduction of the book, it says that you shouldn't actually read the whole book like straight through. You should do one chapter at a time, come back, take some notes, dissect the information, and then proceed to the next chapter. So me going back, you know, listening to it for the third time now, I've, you know, gained more information on, you know, just being more desirable about, you know, the things that you actually want to manifest into your life, and really just allowing the universe to really work in your on your behalf. Like, if you will yourself all the way, if you will yourself to the things that you actually desire and the things that you actually want, those things will come into fruition, and eventually you will have the things that you want, but you must have that burning desire to actually want to make those dreams come true for yourself. So those are like two of my biggest books right now that I've really been like going back and forth with, because, you know, with audio and visual, it's two different methods of learning. So with me,
right,
I'm somewhat of a half and half split with audio and visual, but for the most part, for my time, I don't have really the opportunity to sit and read for 3 to 4 hours out of the day, unless I do it, you know, in the a.m. at 1, 2 o'clock in the morning. But that's somewhat my sleep time for the most part. So throughout my day with driving and working and everything, I just listen to my audio and I just, you know, build my thoughts up and get and collectively, you know, build my desires upon, you know, just working and moving.
Absolutely.
So for me, absolutely, opportunity for me is that when you have people around you that you know, tell you about different books and tell you about different areas in life that you need to look into and to study, I feel like those people are like opportunity as well. Like, opportunity is not only just something that is always, it's a gift for me personally. It's really just a gift. You know, somebody that takes time out of their day to say, hey, look into this or look into that. And then you take the opportunity and you seize it. You get that information and then you add that into your repertoire of, you know what I'm saying, of weapons that you can use and knowledge that you can gain upon. So when you actually step into the battlegrounds and step on the floor on the stage, you are ready to, you know, you'll be able to adapt, because you've already been somewhat, you know, showed the way. You have a somewhat of a brief knowledge to the situation that's at hand. So that's how I really feel about it. I think that when opportunity comes our way and the things that we ask for, sometimes we're not prepared because our eyes are not open to actually see that the opportunity is actually right in front of you. The same things that you ask for, that they're not.
Right.
And that's what I'm really, you know, that's what I really base this podcast around, is that, you know, just being more vigilant and open and open-minded to the things that you ask for, to actually, that when they come and they appear, that you are ready, you see them, you be like, okay, let's get it, let's take them, you know? So that's what I'm on.
Yeah, absolutely. I can understand that for sure.
Yeah, so in your closing remarks to this podcast, when it comes to identifying opportunities, we spoke a lot about opportunities, but just enhancing, you know what I'm saying, your vigilance to know when you see it. Like, am I gonna jump at it? Am I gonna be ready for it. Like, let's get it.
Yeah. So, you know, my closing remarks will be, Opportunities are there to add value to your life. So basically, when you see an opportunity or opportunity presents itself, you should definitely seek it out. Leave the end result out of your mind when you're pursuing these opportunities, because ultimately the growth is in taking the opportunity, not what the end result may present itself. So, like, for example, my nursing journey. My journey now is to become a registered nurse. This is the opportunity presented before me. End goal would be becoming a registered nurse. But that isn't what my eyes is fixated on. My growth will be everything that happens from now to that goal. So my advice to people is enjoy it, seek the growth, and understand, you know, soak up all the growth in the middle part, and not at the end with where the actual goal is, because that's inevitable. That will come. And sometimes opportunities don't always yield the results we want, but that growth that you get from starting from point A and working your way to point Z, you can't take that away. That stays with you. So that's why I say people should definitely.
That's official. That's official, my brother. And I also want to thank you for coming on to the Energy Source podcast today. This is actually headlined as fitness, but I believe that my audience and, you know, my people that I know, friends, and, you know, different colleagues and business partners that I know across the world, I think that they deserve the opportunity to get on here and speak about more than just fitness. Like, this is, we're definitely a fitness podcast, but I consider us to be more than just fitness. We have more than one spectrum that we can actually touch on. And, you know, today I felt like opportunity was one thing that everybody should really evaluate in their life. When you just feel it, when you sense it, when you hear about it, you know, if somebody's talking about something and you somewhat ear hustle and be like, oh, I can do that. Not like you're trying to steal anyone's hustle or anything like that, but something that fits you. Because, I mean, obviously it wouldn't have sparked your ear if you didn't feel like it was an opportunity that you could have, you know, seized as well, you know. And I look at a lot of people that have opportunities that they can share with other people. I consider them to be like opportunity hoarders. That's one of my things. That's one of my sayings. You're an opportunity hoarder. If you have the opportunity to help someone else's business or someone else's life and whatever facet of, you know, the situation that someone's going through, whether it's, you know, with relationships or fitness or mental or financial, whatever that you can possibly help someone with, I feel like if you have the opportunity to do it, I feel like you actually should do it. You shouldn't hold back the information, because the information is only going to go down in the grave with you. It's not going to live on after you go if you don't put it out here on these streets. So
I agree. In the double down on what you just said, I do feel like us as human beings have an obligation when we have knowledge to spread it. So if you have, you know, if we have knowledge, I feel like you should pay it forward. I mean, ultimately, you kind of already put the nail on the coffin. You can't take it with you. So why not bless somebody else with what you know, with that helped you attain what you got? Why not get that to somebody else? You know what I mean? So, yeah, I just wanted to double down on that. Yeah, I feel like we have an obligation to, especially to the younger generation, to help open up their awareness, and, you know, and help them in where we didn't have help. But like our generation, we had a lot of times where we didn't have people to come, we didn't have people to ask and show us, or our family members, right, or whoever weren't in a position to show us certain things, you know. So we, you know, we talking about credit, we talking about, you know, we talking about school, we talking about relationships, we talking about, you know, we talking about all these good things, and saving money, budgeting, you know, all these things, buying your first home, all these things we weren't taught. We went through, we learned a lot of stuff. We learned was from trial and error. But had we had somebody who had the opportunity, yeah, there it is, the opportunity to sit us down and teach us these things,
right?
You know, maybe the results would have been a tad bit different. And it ain't a knock on nobody, you know, our family or nothing
definitely,
like that.
Definitely it's just, not a knock on nobody.
Just a fact.
Just all facts. So, you know, wrapping up the podcast for today, it was a pleasure having you on today. Can you
thanks,
also
brother.
Once
appreciate
again, can you once again, oh, you most definitely welcome. Can you once again shout out your social media platforms? Where can the audience find you at if they want to, you know, follow you, get to know you a little bit more as, you know, as you transition through your nursing nursing experience? We're going through this program. Yes, so let them know who you are once again, and we're going to sign out.
Yeah, so I'm Thomas. Friends call me Tommy. And, my social media, Facebook, Thomas Dale Hicks, V3rd, you know. And my IG is T Bronson, TBRONSON88. And, you know, yeah, so that's where you can find me at.
And once again, I'm Greg Harris. Facebook is Greg Harris. Instagram is Gregory underscore Harris 87. That's on Instagram. And on TikTok is Gregory underscore Harris 87. Again, I want to thank everybody for listening. This will be available on Apple, Spotify, Google, all social, all media platforms. So, till the next time, we will see y'all again. Thank you.